Welcome back to the Baron Files podcast, episode 21.
We've come so far, Nath.
We have.
We pumped out four episodes in about the last 3 months, so yet, we started well.
Yeah, and yet to improve from episode one.
That's fair. So now we're getting a lot of positive feedback. Running to people in the street that go, oh, I love the podcast.
I get a bit of that too, and I fucking really enjoy it.
It is nice to get a pat on the back, but I've also been thinking as well, for every one person that likes it, do you reckon there's 100 that fucking
100
hate it?
100 that hate it. Yeah, 100 that hate it. We actually have, I'll tell you what we do have. We have more listeners to our podcast week in, week out than we do followers on Instagram, Facebook, and
that's
TikTok.
That's true. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. We have way more supporters, way more listeners than followers on our social media.
We probably haven't put a lot of work into social media.
Well, I mean, I try to edit videos and post them and things like that, but I'm doing my own videos as well, so that takes up time. It's just time and time and time. So
that's right.
We need someone to come and do this, like all the videoing for us for free.
I was about to say for free.
Yeah, for free.
I'll get probably the ginger beer cans are free here, I believe. I'm yet to bring anything.
Free for you. Yeah. Some of us have to pay for them.
On the other people's again. Yeah. The favourite type of drink.
Better beer.
Better beer, of course.
Not Why bad. Am I paying for them these days?
Not bad. Yeah, it shouldn't be.
But no. How's your week been, mate?
Yeah, good, quick. Them long weekends. Yeah. Fucking weeks go quick as it is. But then when you chuck a long weekend in there, you go, fucking hell.
It flies.
Yeah, I feel like a bit of an ice addict at the moment. It's just two sleeps a week. Pretty much, isn't it?
Sorry, I'm like, what? Just what, fucking, you're on the pipe or what?
Yeah, no, I'm not. But everybody's got his spare. Like, you just feel like it's fucking Monday lunchtime. Then you fucking turn around twice and go to sleep. And you wake up, it's fucking Friday.
Yeah, that's exactly
Holy shit.
Footy's back.
I've just turned 34 a little while ago. I'm going to be 48 in no time.
A little while ago, it was...
Few months.
4 months ago.
Three months ago.
Sorry.
So life is flying by.
Footy is back. I know it's not sport time yet.
Footy is back,
so that's exciting.
We have a huge sports section today because we've had such, you know, fans of sport writing and going, we need more sport, Green. So, yeah, no, footy's back. So what is the game last night? Yeah, you know what's funny, though?
Is this sport?
No. I just want to say, there's always a massive build-up when footy starts, and about the first two rounds are just shit.
Well, they open with, for starters, they open with Carlton and Richmond.
Well, no, that was
and no one gives a fuck about. Yeah, I know. Look, that's a fucking forgettable round. Let's never do that again.
Righto.
Yada yada yada. But they open with Carlton and Richmond every year. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Have a replay of the grand final.
They should do that 100% at the home ground of the team that won.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it should be opened every year.
But anyway, this is not sport.
No.
So
there's
let's
plenty to come. So
let's get into
stick with us, troop.
Let's get into.
I just want to a quick round. I'm really proud of you. Just a quick round of applause for you, mate. I just want something really special. We've all got them jobs around home that you just never do. And I've just noticed it a little while ago. Nathan's had a stack of pavers at his shed door for about fucking 8 years that he's just recently
moved. They were there for 3 years.
3 years.
Maybe four.
Well, they were there long enough for an actual for it to be stained on the footpath so much that it's a different colour where the pavers
are. Have you only just noticed they've moved?
I've just noticed you moved.
Oh, no, I moved them last year. At the end of it was before Alfie's birthday party.
So before he's the December. But well done, mate. Knocked over one of them thankless tasks.
Stacked them up around the corner.
So you just moved them. You still haven't actually used them. Why don't you get rid of them? Well, you're going to need them one day.
I will eventually use them one day when I can be fucked doing it. Yeah.
But you know what the funny thing is? One of them jobs that when she asks every week when you're going to fucking do it, and then when you do it, she doesn't say fuck off.
No, it doesn't ever say,
thank you, good job.
I always say to Matt, because she always used to go, when are you doing this, when are you doing that? I said, babe, I'm going to fucking do it. You don't have to remind me every 6 months.
It's going to be done. Stop banging on about it. You've been fucking on about that for years. For fuck's sake. Oh,
my phone is blowing up at the moment. I'm getting fucking messages from everyone. I hope nothing's happened. Anyway, let's moving on, Crent. Let's get right into it.
It doesn't matter because they're going to have to wait anyway.
Yeah, they are. Yep. What do we got first?
Ken Arkley, Lord Kenneth.
What segment is it?
So, fuck, I'm sleeping. It's been a while. Fan mail.
Right, here we go. Let's just hold off then. What a fan, what a fan, what a fan, what a mighty big fan. What a fan, what a fan, what a fan, what a mighty big fan. See, people come for the intros. They stay for the
it's
info.
A matter of opinion.
They come for the intros, stay for the info.
Stay for the content. Yeah, fair enough. Kenneth, he's sent us two, Lord Kenneth. He's just got, guys, look at this. They are fucking unreal. Chocolate and peanut butter.
What?
Lord Kenneth.
Are you a peanut butter fan?
Not. On toast, nothing else. Not mixed with chocolate.
Oh, mate, you have
anyway,
fucked.
Apparently the brand Dairy Fine mini peanut butter filled eggs are the tits, according to Lord Kenneth.
That's one of my sayings. I always say this is the tits. If something's good. Yeah, because tits are great.
Actually, he didn't say that. I added that.
Oh, did you? Oh, well, thanks, Trent. You've stolen one of my catchphrases
You stole it off me, but anyway, we'll move on.
They look absolutely fantastic, Kenneth. Thanks for sending them.
I should get you some. Can I see if you can send? We'll pay the postage. Them, yeah. See if you can send some over from the UK because we haven't got that brand here.
Yeah,
Dairy Fine.
Will we pay the postage? Will we?
Yeah.
Is that coming out of
the Baron Files account?
I thought that might have come out of the Magic Krent card or something like that.
No, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Left it alone. like one of my mates doesn't have a wallet.
That can come out of the Baron Files. I'll be happy with that.
Files. Yep. We can cover the postage.
Happy to blow our income.
Blow our
on postage for peanut butter and chocolate eggs.
If it's $20, it'll be worthwhile.
It won't be $20. I can tell you. It cost me more. Where is he?
UK. He's in. Lord Kenneth's in. No, he's England, isn't he? I think.
Yeah. Well, UK sounds like England. Yep.
Well, it's
somewhere. Sorry for me, people in the UK. But yeah, it used to cost me, it's like $32 to send a copy of my book over there, mate.
Times, yeah. But they didn't look real big. We'll be fine.
Nah, that's fine.
All right, eh? Hi, Baron and Brett, Krent, Cameron, episode 5 in brackets, PA, co host, or Brent. So I actually feel valued by how much you mentioned me.
I've been mentioned just at the start. And then bang, it's Baron. All about you.
Yeah, Baron and Brett. What's the go with 3 weeks off, guys? Been checking the podcast app, looking for the new episode 20, and the missus asked what's wrong as I was getting a bit pissed off.
I got a message during the week, someone saying, your podcast is as consistent as the fucking English language. Exactly fucking right.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I told her the Baron hasn't put up the new episode yet and was worried it wasn't coming back. Anyway, glad to see it back on. When you started talking about bands, I thought I'd mention that Eskimo Joe jumped up on stage at the Irish pub, Jack Duggan's in Bathurst last week and played a few songs and it went off.
Just jumped up?
Just jumped up.
That's cool. I'd love to be at a pub or something like that and some massive band just jumps up. Apparently years and years and years ago, right? Now, this isn't my favourite band, but this happened. At the Marawar pub, so the Marawar in Tasmania is a bit of a surfing location.
Yep.
Right, and quite a famous band was down there surfing and decided that the guitarist and the bass player would jump up and play a song down there. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh.
At the Marawar pub, just jumped up.
I would have
started
left.
Playing fucking music.
I would have
but it's a pretty cool thing. Like, and they'd be quite good. I think they'd be quite good to listen in an acoustic
anything
session.
Live is incredible like that. Yeah, for sure. But anyway, 56 years old and it got me out of the seat and I'm dancing as I'm the dancing on the inside type of bloke usually. Everyone's a dancing on the inside type of bloke until they're knocked over a bottle and half and then they are fucking life of the party.
I'm generally a dancing on the outside sort of guy. I like to dance. I love it. I'm no fucking good at it, but I like to do it.
Yeah, you're a bit of a mover, a bit of a jiver. Anyway, keep up the good work and I'll be ordering some BU hoodies as it gets fucking cold here in winter.
Actually, the Baron University hoodies are very thick. And it's got this logo on it. You can also get the Righto ones as well. A bit of a plug. I don't even know what the website is because it's not at my normal website. I'll figure it out and I'll post it to the show notes.
We'll find out.
Probably.
No worries. And he signs off with Cameron. Oh, I fear that better be a sound.
Oh.
Cameron, the sport is a keeper. Lord Kenneth.
Sport is signed a keeper. Off.
Big fan.
Wow.
Big fan.
That's no good. I'm not happy
Lord
with
Kenneth,
that.
Lord Kenneth, well done. Anyway, Nath, I believe you may have been unfortunately wife in the preceding week.
Actually, I was wifed during last week. You did a job, thought you'd done right, but in she comes, and now you've been wifed. Hey, yeah. Now you've been wife. Great intro.
Yeah.
Great vocalist there. No, sorry. I what I meant was, wasn't last week. I got wifed a few weeks ago and forgot to tell the story of it in our last episode. Six
shattering
months ago.
Moment when that happens. Yeah. 2012.
But no, so I, my wife came in and said, hey, babe, I'm going up the road. Two doors up, so we've got some family friends, two doors up, as you know, Krent, and they've got a daughter the same age as our son. So Meg took them up to have a play and catch up with Emily up there. And I said, yep, no worries, sweet, you're going to do that. I've got some stuff to do out at Baron HQ, which is in here, my shed.
Right? Sure.
And so that was cool. Meg had gone for about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Come back down and I was actually not long from finishing up. She goes, just walks in and says, what's for tea? And I said, odd question. She doesn't usually do that. It's kind of uncharacteristic. I said, well, I haven't thought of anything, babe, but give me 5 minutes. I'll come inside and then we'll figure a plan out. It was a Friday night or a Saturday, whatever
scrap
it was.
Scrap tea night.
It was one of those ones where we could roll with it, right?
Yeah.
She said, great idea, no worries. Real jovial. Anyway, I walk inside And she goes, I'm going out for tea with the girls. I said, Meg, I was talking to you 30 seconds ago. We were going to have a plan for tea. She goes, no, I'm going out for tea with the girls. Now, this is a big thing, right? So Alfie's easy, but to look after my daughter, you got to be fucking mentally prepared, right? Fine, that's all right. I'm dynamic. I can deal with that. I said, all right, no worries. And she was really, really energetic. So, babe, have you been drinking? And she said, oh, well, we might have had a couple of bottles of wine.
Bottles?
Turns out she was as fucking pissed as a three-year-old's nappy. Anyway, she goes, so why don't you and Alfie just get a pizza or something? So, no. She goes, I'll order you a pizza. So, no, don't order us a pizza. I'll take the kids in. We'll go and get Macca's. I felt like Macca's. I didn't want a pizza.
Yep.
Anyway, so I said, right, I'm just going to go and wash up because I've been out here in the shed. It's a bit dirty. So I'll go and wash my hands and that, and I was going to feed Evie first. So I went in, washed my hands, come back out, and Meg said, don't worry about going to Macca's. I've ordered you a pizza. I said, I didn't want a fucking pizza. She goes, ah, well, I just thought it'd be easier. Yeah, well, it's fucking not. But anyway, she'd ordered this pizza, right?
I told you.
Yeah, I told her, right? And anyway, and she goes, oh, and this when she said, I'm going out for tea with the girls, she says, Renee's picking me up in 15 minutes. I was like, fuck, righto, fair enough. Right, so anyway, that all happened. And anyway, she left, and then about half an hour later, knock on the door, pizza's here, beauty, I'm hungry. Open the door, and the lady handed me two small boxes. I said, is that right? And she said, yeah, that's right. Anyway, Evie started crying. I said, right, no worries, sweet, thank you. Walked inside, and I said, two small fucking, she ordered me two small pizzas for me and Alfie.
Wow.
Two small pizzas.
Two wouldn't feed you.
No, exactly. Fucking oath. No, not a fucking hope in hell of feeding me. So I rang her up and said, babe, what have you done? Have you fucked this up? Have you ordered, or they fucked it up? She goes, oh, no, I ordered two large. Anyway, turns out she checked the fucking order. She'd ordered two smalls. She ordered two smalls. And large is pre-selected on the app.
So she's changed it.
She has made an active fucking decision to change it from large to small.
Do you reckon it was a hint?
Oh, fucking probably. But here's the thing though, Krent. The small pizzas, right, are $2 cheaper than the large pizzas. But less than half the fucking size. 100%. It costs $58 fucking dollars for two small pizzas delivered.
Fuck me, where'd you get it from? Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, it's 63 for two large delivered.
Fuck.
58.
They don't want to fuck about with smalls, do they? Obviously.
Fuck me.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So that was the wifing that I received.
Wow.
Don't ever order food for me again, I said.
Especially when you told her fucking not to.
But that's the thing.
And then still fuck it up.
She was pissed. Yeah. We forget this.
So you need to get a wife that don't drink.
Yeah, she doesn't. My wife never drinks. Yeah, that's why I was very I was like, have you been drinking? Like as if she's an alcoholic. But that was
it. Would be worse if she just had a bit of whiz fizz on the nostrils there. It's a gateway. That alcohol is a gateway. Yeah. Eat on the nose, beers.
Oh, yeah. But no.
In the cocaine room?
Hey?
In the cocaine room?
In the cocaine room over
Some
there.
Some dirty bastard took a shit in the cocaine room. Yeah. I love running with that one.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Where are we at now?
Just under there.
Oh, yep. Right under wifed. Mm. That would make sense, Nave.
No wifings for you then, Craig.
Nah, not too bad. We hardly see each other, really.
Yeah.
We meet in bed.
That's it.
It's pretty hectic.
Mm.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Bezos, I think they pronounce it.
I believe it's Bezos. Yeah.
Bezos. And his fiancée, Lauren Sanchez. Lauren's not real attractive, as you can imagine. I
wouldn't have thought so.
Second wife. Yeah. Recent upgrade, so you can imagine she's
rough.
She's a real stinker.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Shit lead. Yeah. Yeah. Are awarding $50 million, 76 million Australian, each to Bill McRaven, a retired Navy Admiral and former Chancellor of the University of Texas, an actor and entrepreneur, Eva Longoria, Desperate Housewives, used to be married to Tony Parker.
Well, the sounds of it, these two are desperate for this million.
Oh, battling, as part of Bezos's annual prize to individuals who make significant contributions to society. That's where I was going. The annual Bezos Courage and Civility Award has been handed out since 2021 and is given to people who try to find solutions to complicated problems.
Oh, I have written.
The English language,
yes,
is it, can't.
It is.
Attempt
That's
to
a
be
great
united
teaching aid.
And, and embrace civility.
He's pissed off because they don't sell it on Amazon.
That's what he's fucking carrying on about.
I'm a Shopify man.
The Amazon founder is the second richest person on the planet, behind only LVMH boss Bernard Arnault, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, and his fortune totals about $200 billion.
Wow.
In 2021, the inaugural recipients of the prize were Van Jones, a lawyer and CNN commentator, and Chef José Andrés, each of whom received $100 million. All of them people are battling for a crust.
Yeah. How much money is he giving out for these?
This year, $76 million each.
You could give $1 million to 70, oh, sorry, well, 152 people, yeah. And change 152 lives rather than give someone who doesn't fucking need it.
No. I'm just not sure of the actual fucking...
I'm making a contribution to society.
This is where I hope you'd go with it.
I have written an absolute fucking... I've written one of the best teaching aids you will ever get.
So my theory is we need to send Jeff a dossier...
Yes.
Highlighting your contributions to society.
I think that's what we should
starting
do.
At Burnie High School.
Yes. I'm sure my name's still up at the hall.
Yep, I reckon. Yeah. Where you engraved it. Nathan was here. The wall got hepped.
99.
The wall got hepped with your Stanley knife. Yeah. But so we're going to write a dossier off to Jeff and nominate you for one of these awards.
That's a good idea.
That's my theory. Yep. I think you're more than deserving.
And I think what we should do is we should get all Baron Files listeners to also write one.
Yeah.
So then we've got like
Jeff,
seven people writing one.
We can do two each.
Yeah. Mum, if you wouldn't mind. Mum,
if you could do a couple, we'll get us up to 10.
Yeah.
Nath, I believe we may have a message from our sponsors.
Oh, we do have a message from our sponsors, and I think it's this one.
What?
Righto, Krent, it's time for a message from our sponsors.
Baron, we all have our strengths. Yours is absolutely sending it on a hangover shopping spree. But what do you hate the most about getting drunk?
Well, for me, I can't burp. So drinking pre-mixed cans is a bit of an issue for me.
It is.
So I drink whiskey out of the bottle. But the worst thing about that is trying to pour my drinks when I'm fucking half pissed.
Yeah.
Well, the people at Standard Squeeze have got you covered. If you're on the move, fishing, boating, camping, golfing, festivals, or just having a shit day at work, here's your answer. Looks like an oil can. But you pour alcohol into the bottle, squeeze to fill the chamber, pour and enjoy.
Fuck yeah. How come I didn't think of that? But geez, I tell you, the shot looks pretty small.
Yeah, well, that's a normal people size one. They come in all shapes and sizes. Yours is a Baron spec.
Ah, yes. The 100ml shot. Now I'm happy. You can get these at thestandardsqueeze.com. That's thestandardsqueeze.com. Fuck knows how I didn't think of that. And don't forget, if you do go to thestandardsqueeze.com, we've got your discount code is Baron15.
Right.
That's Baron15.
15.
And that'll get you, I'm assuming, well, I won't assume what percentage of discount that is, but there is a discount if you use Baron15.
Could have checked it out, maybe. Oh, well. This one's a bit controversial, Nathan. I know you don't do controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you steer away from controversy and politics and all this business, but... during a recent Europa League match against Brighton, the Roma Ultras, who
is this
are their,
sport?
No, who are their soccer firm or the
the
Green Street Hooligans. The Roma Ultras displayed an X-rated banner with a message aimed at our late Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh dear!
The offensive banner appeared in the home section of the Stadio Olimpico during the first half. It simply reads, "The Queen gave blowjobs."
I bet she did. She would have had tons of cock in her. Maybe not tons of cock in her, but she would have had cock in her
you
mouth.
You wouldn't say it would be
on
tons.
On more than one occasion. I'll bet you.
More than one, yeah. Well, the percentages would say.
I'll bet
more
you.
More than likely.
Absolutely.
That,
yeah. Yep.
Football fans have previously protested against the monarchy. It's pretty common in countries outside of England.
Here's the thing, right? I didn't know that
she died.
That people... didn't know that she died. Yes, I knew
it's
she died.
It's 2 weeks.
But... I didn't know how many people hated her.
I don't even hate her. They hate the system.
Oh, no. Nah.
I'm not sure.
Not in Australia.
Yeah.
Whoa, right. People going, ding dong, the witch is dead. Like, what the fuck? No, I didn't know about it until she died.
Yeah, right.
It's like the people were too scared to speak up until she died.
And she might have knocked off like Princess Diana.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
I didn't say that either.
No,
I
didn't
believe it.
Moving on.
It wasn't a bad one, and you just, fuck. Hopefully some people heard it.
I'll hear it in the playback.
Right, eh? Our Celtic supporters last year joined in after the Queen's passing 18 months ago. A week after her death, they displayed a banner reading, "Fuck the Crown," and disrupted a minute's applause during a league game with St Mirren by singing, "If you hate the royal family, clap your hands." So it's a... they've done that for a minute.
Wow.
While there have been fewer protests lately, Roma's banner has brought attention back to the royal family once again. Because they've got a little bit going on themselves.
Yeah.
So with Wills and Harry and fucking Meghan and all the crew. So what do you think of Meghan Markle? Do you reckon she's a Yoko Ono?
I don't know much about her, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck.
She's got obvious physical disadvantages.
Horrible looking.
Very hard to stomach, but yeah. Nah, it's fucking sad, but I actually don't mind the royal family. I sort of like the, not hysteria, but
my wife loves them.
Tradition around it.
My wife loves the tradition around it. Yeah. Like the whole, yeah, not the, not maybe not their views. I don't know whether she agrees with that sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's grown on me over time. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, Nath, brings me back to our very popular segment from the last episode, or the last couple. Unpopular opinions. Not a follower. Shit.
Yeah, not cool. I've got one.
So you got one? You lead us off.
Okay, chicken breast.
Really?
Fucking garbage, mate.
Too dry?
It's as dry as a fucking Arab's toenail, mate. It's as fuck, mate. It's so dry. I was having, I was actually thinking of this exact thing tonight because I had Meg made chicken breast for the kids last night and I had that. I'm obviously trying to get into that animal-based sort of diet, right?
Yep.
So I just picked the chicken breast out of the
meal. Can I just stop you there? Before we start, Nathan rang his wife and asked her, make sure you bring Macca's home because I'm hungry.
I need food. I thought you weren't eating that anymore. I said, well, I am tonight.
It's Friday. Fucking Friday was his response. So this animal-based diet, he's just about to tuck into the Macca's.
Yeah. But anyway, no, honestly, like, I don't get chips or anything like that either. So the only thing that's not animal-based is the bun.
Ah, right.
And I can take that away, so.
So if you eat 5 double quarter pounders, though, it's still not real good.
It's fucking animal. I'll tell you all about it one day. Anyway, regardless. So I had that chicken breast tonight for dinner, leftovers. It was dry. I was like, this is fuck. Give me the thighs every day of the week. Chicken breasts are shit.
I used to live on chicken breasts till about 5 years ago, I reckon. But
and then you realise
I wouldn't say they're shit, but I can see your point.
Oh, they're garbage.
Yeah. What do you mean just cook them and have them on their own? Did you just eat them tonight on its own? Chicken breast cooked.
Yeah, it was cooked in a dish with a sauce and that sort of stuff.
Oh, I like it in dishes and shit.
Yeah, but I pulled it out because I'm not eating all the rest of the garbage. I'm going 80%, right? So 20% tonight, bang, can have it. It's fine. Yeah. Anyway, regardless, so I had that and it was just dry and fucked and you can't sort of... You can't cook like a chicken breast al dente.
No, you can't sell it medium well.
Yeah, you can't go medium, can you? Yeah. So to keep it juicy, you can't do that. You've got to cook it through.
Cook it, fuck.
And it's just dry. Whereas the thighs, fuck yeah.
Yeah. See, in my house, you got to cook chicken breast on about 400 degrees for 3 days. Just to really rid it of any flavour.
Starts this big.
Yeah.
Ends up this big.
We turn a chicken breast into a chicken nugget.
Into a chicken nugget.
It continues to shrivel until it's cooked to fuckery. But anyway, so...
What have you got there?
I think we've got a couple of repeats here that people have sent in, but we'll go with them anyway. Yeah. One person, this is one that had me totally fucked. I absolutely loved the ending of Lost. I know so many people hated it or didn't understand it and assumed that everyone was dead all along, which isn't true. I just thought the ending was beyond perfect. Everyone that's seen Lost, I don't reckon 2% of people that watch Lost like the fucking ending.
I don't reckon that 90% of people that watch the start of Lost...
Watch the end. That's fair, yeah.
I didn't get through to the end.
They jammed a few. I didn't either, but I watched the last 2 or 3 episodes. Mm. I just wanted to know what happened. But it still didn't really fucking tell you. It just ended up in this church all together shaking hands and meeting up again. It was like, well, so are they all dead? Or are they not all dead? Or were they always all dead? And it's just fucked up. So
that sounds like an unpopular opinion.
So this bit, very unpopular.
Also unpopular knowledge.
Yeah, not common knowledge, I could tell you. Yeah, fuck that. But speaking of massive disappointments, the first series of Lost was one of the fucking best I've seen, I reckon.
Oh, it was great.
Exciting as fuck.
The first series, it was one of my first of the new age TV shows. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like
the binge TV shows.
There and watch and actually get a story out of.
Yeah.
It was one of, that was that and Heroes, I think, were the two.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of
Heroes. Got to the end of that either, though.
No, I didn't get much on it.
It didn't, whoever the writers were back then must have been so new into it.
Yeah.
Couldn't really figure out how to keep an audience.
It didn't go,
yeah.
Hayden Panettiere kept me coming back for a little while, I must admit.
I have no idea
Heroes,
what that is.
The blonde girl Heroes. Remember the Titans?
Oh, horrible looking. Yeah.
And the first husband was actually world heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko. So,
really?
Yeah. I don't think too many people were cracking onto her at that stage.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
She was pretty safe on the movie. I don't think Harvey Weinstein was trying his luck, I can tell you. Left, right, fucking good night. I wouldn't be going there. Fuck no. And one of the most underestimated athletes of all time, Vladimir Klitschko.
Right.
Champion, one of my favourites. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned this last week. Friends is shit.
Is it?
The TV show. That's what people are saying. It's an unpopular not to like Friends. It's boring and just shit.
I mean, I couldn't sit there and binge watch it. Actually, I've spoken to my wife and I. We sort of look for TV shows to watch. And I've said a couple of times, do we want to do the whole Friends thing? It's 10 years.
You couldn't just sit there and watch it.
I don't think I could. I think it's okay. It's a bit too old now.
Yeah, it's getting that way. But I wouldn't say shit.
Say it was a horrible show.
It's
big Jennifer Aniston fan.
Oh.
Mate, I had a shrine of her on my wall when I was a kid.
Yeah,
absolutely loved her.
One of my faves, Jennifer. And she'd be a real sweetheart, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon she'd be.
Real good girl.
You ever seen the movie Rockstar with her and Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Ripper.
Absolute cracker. Very if you haven't movie. Watched that, go and watch it. I actually watched it this week again.
Did you?
It's one of my favourite movies.
It
years.
It used to be on the movie channels on Star all the time back as a kid. But
I've actually, for some reason, gotten into musicals again. Not for some reason. I know the exact reason. I went and watched a musical in Burnie.
Burnie, Tasmania.
Burnie, Tasmania.
Whoop.
And I hadn't done that before. I fucking really, really, really enjoyed it. It was the American Idiot musical. So... Green Day, American Idiot. So Billy Joe actually co-wrote the musical and played a part in Broadway.
Did he really?
Played a part in it. Yeah, he played St. Jimmy in it. So, fantastic. And I really, really enjoyed it. So now, for whatever reason, I'm back into musicals again. So, and that's one of the musicals. Rock of Ages. I went and saw Rock of Ages in Broadway in New York.
That would be fucking pretty
good. Fuck.
Cool. I'd love to see that.
Mate.
I've seen a few in Melbourne. They're pretty good.
That
people would say it's not cool
worth.
Or whatever.
Nah, I don't give a fuck if people say it's cool. Nah, it's cool.
I think it's the talent to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And the confidence to fucking
do to get up in front of people and sing a fucking song and dance while you're doing it.
Yeah
that's some confidence right there.
Saying that though, that you done that to Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog very recently at a wedding, so
mate, I was a plus one at a wedding on the weekend with my brother. He invited me, and let it be known, Cran, I made my presence known. There was not one person at that wedding that was not aware that I was there.
And, I can imagine. I did hear a whisper at one point. The bride said, if you can't get that cunt out of here, you're going to be divorced quicker than you can get.
No, that did not happen. I was well behaved, although I did lead the chorus in Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
As you do.
For a time. Yes.
As you do. Well played. Steak.
Love it.
Did we touch on this last week?
I know you don't. You're not a massive. No, we've spoken about steak. You don't like steak.
I just find it boring. Eat it on its own. I just think it's boring.
Fuck,
Big beef stroganoff fan and a beef dish man.
No.
But just steak on its own. I just can't fuck. People say, I don't come out for steak. Say, and fuck
salt.
No.
Steak and salt. Ooh. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just get bored. I don't enjoy the chips more than the steak.
Scotch fillet, mate. It's got a bit of fat in it.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of fat that you can see.
Oh, mate.
Nah, just the gristly.
Yeah, it's not gristle. It's fat. Yeah, if it's cooked chewing, through, it's when soft. You don't chew it. You don't chew it. It melts in your mouth. Melts in your mouth. Trust me, mate.
I'll give it another go. We'll go out one night and we'll have a go at it.
Yeah.
So there we go. This is the other one. Toyotas.
Oh, who said that?
This is fucking mine.
You don't think, you think Toyotas are...
I think they're all right, but just Toyota people are just fucking pains in the ass.
I don't know about the whole, I drive a Toyota because they're unbreakable.
You've
that's
got to
an
have
ad.
A Toyota, yeah.
That's 100%. An ad.
But just the people are fuck, and they can't, like you could drive in a fucking Lamborghini Arch, you know, like, no Hilux.
It's hell of a lot better than a Hilux.
And they're just fucking, I've had mine. Done 4 million kilometres, never had an issue. Don't even service it. Just fucking, they're just fucking genuinely full of shit. Fuck, they piss me off. And Land Cruiser people are worse.
Well, that's also a Toyota.
I know, but I'm saying they're a step above Hilux people.
Well, I used to drive a Land Cruiser.
Yes, I know, but you're not a Land Cruiser nuffy.
No, I'm not.
You'd be like Fast. They insist you could drive to the fucking moon, I reckon.
Yeah. Fast and Furious style.
Yeah, Fast and Furious style. Yeah, no, you don't need warranty, mate. They don't fucking break. No, worry about it.
I think a popular opinion is that Fast and the Furious has gone AWOL.
Well, we've mentioned that. So, yeah, but I just think fucking... There is not a mechanical machine ever built that is fucking bulletproof, but they insist they are.
That's it.
The shit.
Yeah.
They all fuck up, mate. They all fuck up eventually.
I actually think army tanks are bulletproof to a point.
We'll see.
And it's also, how are we going to see? We're going to try and do it. Building them here now.
I'm going to buy one.
They're building fucking
Army. There's military contracts. Yeah, military, local manufacturers
pretty
here,
cool.
Which is pretty special. Yeah. We can do it here in Burnie, though.
We can.
I like this one. Paris isn't that good. It stinks, the people are fucking rude, and the Eiffel Tower is as exciting as a kick in the cock.
I absolutely agree with that.
Really?
Yes, I've been there, and it does fucking stink.
It does stink?
Yeah, it really does stink. The people are very rude.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So it's you're massive. On board with that one?
It's fucking huge too, Paris.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was a bit more congested.
Nah, fucking massive.
Yeah, right. Spread out. This is one that's extremely unpopular with a lot, and yourself. Sleeping in is the biggest waste of a day off.
It fucking is.
I thought you'd be totally dead against that.
Nah, sleeping is. Then it happens a bit. Like, I'll sleep in and I'll wake up and it's like fucking 9:30. I'm like, fuck, it's a day off.
Would you sleep that long?
Oh, fuck yeah. Really? Sometimes, well, I'm a shift worker, man, so I'm used to
it. Yeah, that's true. It fucks up your
Does fuck up my sleeping pattern. So, which means sometimes I'll lay awake at night till 3 o'clock in the morning and then nod off.
And then go.
And then, bang. Sorry, standard squeeze.
Yeah, I'm with that. I get up. I like it up.
Yeah. So I think it's a day off. If you can get up at 6 or 7, it's like you're going to have a good long day.
Up earlier, murder the day.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot. This is one I thought I really enjoyed. Beyonce is overrated. Name four of her fucking songs right now.
Couldn't name four of them.
You couldn't name four?
Nah.
I could. Halo. She sung Halo. Was that right? No, Halo was her.
Yeah. I don't know.
I kept thinking of another one, few, but that was Destiny's Child.
I couldn't think of.
So she's like, oh, she's fucking gorgeous, but
I don't rave about her either, though.
No, but common for people. But everyone you say, right, name four of her songs.
Then they call her Queen Bee or something like that.
Queen Bay, isn't it? Queen Bee EY. Queen Bee, I think. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Queen Bay B AY?
Yes. But her name is spelled, but
it's not Beyonce either. It's Beyonce. But anyway.
Beyonce, yeah.
Regardless.
Anyway, that's about it for the unpopular opinions. But send them through. We like them ones.
Yeah, I do. I like
to challenge them. Challenge the majority.
I do. And I haven't seen many slogans come through, Crant.
No, we've had fuck all slogans.
I'd like to see some slogans.
Send us some
photos. Don't be fucking lazy.
If you're somewhere, fucking Palestine or somewhere nice.
We can't both be lazy.
No. Nathan's bringing the lazy for all of us.
My job is being lazy. It's your job to be energetic and active.
You're going to have to step it up a little bit.
Yeah.
This was one I found on Reddit, but I couldn't fucking view the comments. I fucked it up and I lost it. A bloke found out his mates, his close friend group, had a separate group chat. Without him.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, so he's been excluded.
Yeah, spicy. So they continue. There's still plenty of banter in the one he's in and the
chats. So it's like a facade. Separate
group chat and that is not included in. Now, I didn't get to the bottom of whether every single person in this group chat was in the other one apart from him.
Oh.
I'm not sure we established that.
Oh, that'd but be
it
a stinker.
It'd be a bit hard to take, wouldn't it?
I'd fucking hate him. I wouldn't talk to him.
You
again.
Would? Yeah,
I'd be out of that group. See you later. Fuck yous.
Here we go. He cracked up. He didn't end. He lit up and said, righto, fuck, and blew up about it.
It didn't
end well at all. They sort of couldn't see the problem and it created a bit of fear, but it could drive us in a bit
of
heat.
If you can't see the problem, then don't have the other group.
That's easy, fix it.
Do you know what I mean?
So you wouldn't take that well?
Nah, I wouldn't. No. Exclusion, happy with that.
Well, I don't reckon I'd give a fuck, actually.
No, if I was the only one that wasn't in that group, if it was a group with other separate mates, that's fine, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
But if there was five of us in a group,
yeah,
and four of them were in another group,
yeah,
I'd be instantly thinking, well, they're saying something about me.
There's obviously something going on there. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get out.
And
that
I'm pretty open. I'm pretty happy for people to say anything about me.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So just fucking say it in front of
just
me.
Just say it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't reckon I'll give a fuck. I'll just think I will. Suit yourself. My phone beeps enough. I couldn't give a fuck.
No, I know. And so does mine. But then, but that'd be a good reason for me to go, well, fuck it. There's one more beep I'm not getting.
Yeah, bang.
And
there's one group chat.
Beautiful.
No, I thought I liked that one. I thought I was interested in your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't care what people think about me. I don't.
I'm
a pretty confident sort of person. But if that was happening, I'd be like, well,
there's a reason. You think there's a motive?
There's obviously a reason.
Started. Yeah,
and don't talk behind my back.
Yeah,
talk at me.
Tell me.
I could say,
mate, I've been called a fuckwit a hell of a lot.
Absolutely.
It's very hard to offend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I reckon I get it six times a game of any sport I've ever played. Like, fuck, you're a fuckwit. I just go, I know. But then after the game, like, you're not so bad. I was like, yeah, I know. I just like being an asshole on the field.
On the field. Yes. I've got more wickets in cricket talking shit in the slips than I have fucking bowling.
100%. Oh, I love it. And if people really get wild, I don't think they understand that that's you winning. They're like, this is the whole idea.
That's right. I had four for against La Trobe and hadn't even fucking touched the ball yet.
Bowled a ball.
I had four for.
Four down. Really got bashed leaving the town. Awkward moments, Nath.
When I got one of the guys out, without bowling a ball.
Similar to the, we talk about awkward moments. I love these on Twitter.
I
cannot 100% vouch for the truth, but some of them also think you probably couldn't make that up.
Yeah,
it has to have happened a lot of the time. So anyway, these ones are good. On we'll start again.
Okay.
On holiday in Corfu, some friends of ours sat at a pretty table in a shady square and ordered a couple of beers from the lady who came over to them. Later when they tried to pay, she said, oh, no, don't worry. This is my house. You're welcome. I just walked in and sat down. I thought it was a little bar.
Oh, you were joking.
Sat at this lady.
So this lady.
And she just bought a couple of Coronas.
Wow.
They're trying to buy it. No, it's just my house. That is fucking funny. Imagine that was you.
I'd say, I don't suppose you got a spare bed. Because, like, that'd have been shitting in a toilet. Yeah. Well, not shitting, but, like, that'd possibly, have been pissing in the toilet and, like,
smoking.
You know what it's like when you go to a bar? There's always piss on the floor.
Mm.
So someone would have been pissing on a floor.
Yeah, unavoidable.
Wow.
I don't think you can piss in a urinal without getting some on the floor, can you? Has it ever been done?
Not in an actual men's
an
urinal.
An open-faced
there'd
urinal.
Be splashes.
Without the grill. Yeah, yeah, without the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to have, like, a real steady flow.
A cock current. You'd
yeah.
You'd enter.
It'd have to be. Yeah, no. It'd be tough.
Oh, well. The elevator doors just opened up and a guy walked in. Just me and him in there. He suddenly said, "I love you." I instinctively went back with, "I love you too." He gave me a weird look and pointed at his Bluetooth earphone.
Because the fucking thing is, I would have fallen for that.
You would have done that.
100%. I said, "Oh, love you too."
No, I would have, because I just probably don't concentrate all that much. And I'm a bit of fucking spacey. Like, yeah. If I'm doing fuck, I'll just stand there and I'll just know. Fuck.
Yeah. I 100% would have fallen for that too. So I feel for that other person in
that
there.
Can fucking happen. Yeah. Pretty normal. I work at a bank and this lady came in with a $150,000 check. To make conversation, I said, "Oh, wow, I wish I had one of these." She looked me dead ass in the eye and goes, "It's a life insurance check. I'd rather have my dead husband back."
Fuck, that's horrible. And she shouldn't do that.
Nah.
I know she's in a bad mood. And you can't do that to someone because they're like thinking, "Oh, wow, I got $150,000 here." Trying to make light of it. Mm. And the banker didn't know
that
your husband had died.
But I'd be interested to know. I don't reckon that one's from Australia. I reckon
150K either. That's not much of a life insurance check.
No, not really. But I'd also think if you're in Australia, I reckon people would be trained in banks to not
make that comment. Inquisitive
comment
exactly.
That could lead to, it's from this or
I reckon they're more told
just to not. Yeah. Yep. So that's interesting. But
show no emotion.
It could be fucking bullshit too. Who knows?
Could you imagine more? Because I could walk into a bank, one of the banks, with my $20 million or $40 million fucking Powerball check that I just won.
Beginning next week, yep.
Next week. Oh, no, so it went off this week.
Someone got fucking douche got the whole lot.
That I'll get in a few weeks in.
Yeah.
And they just go, "Oh, yeah, sweet. There, I'll just put that. Aren't you going to get fucking excited, cunt? Look at me. Oi. I've just won 40 mil, mate. That's not a life insurance check.
I'm alive as fuck. I'm taking you out. Come on, what time do you get off?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking oi.
So sometimes it works against you, some of this training.
Right. Imagine if you win Lotto in a couple of weeks and it's like 10 million. You'll just storm into the Powerball headquarters in Sydney.
Slam
what's
it
this
down.
Fucking shit?
Bullshit.
Just gave away 400 million.
Can we back? Yeah, what? No, wasn't that 200?
200. 200 million. Yeah, that's still a fuck, though.
To two people. Yeah. Or three people. Oh,
four bars. Oh, they're probably in line for Jeff Bezos. Yeah, 50 mil now.
Yeah, that's it.
They're really hurting. Yeah. This guy wearing a cowboy hat in the bathroom just greeted me with a howdy, partner. I don't know why, but I panicked and said, "Yeehaw."
So that's almost taking the piss out of the poor
bastard. Probably. He probably sort of looked at that. Yeah, or he might have went with it and just went, "Fucking you beauty."
Hey. Yeah.
Someone's
that sweet sound of better
beer. I like this one. I was in a park and a lady loudly called out, "Anyone who wants an ice cream, come over here." I headed over with several others. She handed out ices to all of them and then asked me, "Who are you?" I quickly realised the rest were all her family. 30 years later, I still cringe.
Oh, you
this
would
is a
do.
Childhood memory.
You absolutely
that
would
haunted
do.
This poor bastard.
Yeah.
It would stick around, wouldn't it?
She should have given him one.
Yeah, fuck yeah. If that was,
it's a fucking
kid.
Ice cream.
Yeah, and they're like fucking
bucks
of 30.
My young bloke would have beat them all there.
He would have just took one.
Yep. And he's just one of the slowest runners in the world, as we all know. We've seen the fucking videos. I've posted the videos of him.
Not slow.
He'd have been too busy
fucking skylarking.
And he still would have beat it for ice cream, mate. Game over for the rest
would
of them.
Would have found a way.
Yeah, mate.
Superhuman.
He could sit there for 3 hours eating his tea, eating his dinner, right? And we're going, "Mate, eat up. Come on, eat up." He's eating, and it'd take him 3 hours. He's the slowest eater in the world. Give him ice cream, bang, gone. It beats me.
Does he?
Oh, mate.
My kids are. I was never a big ice cream.
Nah,
man,
neither was I, but
my kids fucking love it.
Fuck. Alfie fucking loves it.
Annihilates it. Oh. Saying that, I can only have about two bites of one, or it makes me crook as fuck. But the new chalky soft serve at Macca's is fucking sensational.
What, are you a little bit lactose intolerant or something like that?
Yeah, okay. And fucking, it's nice, though. Like
wow. What's it called?
It was just a soft serve, but the. In a cone, but it's chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's a good time.
Yeah, unpopular. I don't really like chocolate ice cream. I don't hate it, but
what
I don't.
Do you prefer vanilla?
I'm vanilla or peanut butter or, you know, other flavors. I like other flavors. But chocolate's like, you know, Neapolitan ice cream with the three flavors. I'm pink and white. Straight up. And like maybe
the pink's not bad. I
maybe a touch of chalky, but like, yeah.
I hated the pink when I was a kid, but the pink is underrated. It is not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not bad. Is it strawberry? Not raspberry. It's strawberry.
Yeah, one thing about the Macca's, as just touched on, I can't really eat their ice cream, but a caramel sundae is fucking up there.
Stop it.
Sensational.
I wish I had a peanut butter sauce.
Is it too late to text your wife? She's going to Macca's. Yeah. Animal-based diet that you're sticking with? Yeah. Oh, it's dairy. It's dairy. Dairy. Plenty of dairy.
Well, you can have milk, but but I'm not great with lactose either.
You know, yeah. Lactose.
Lactose.
Dairy.
Lactose is a place.
It was.
Mm. Or a place of business.
I'm not great with lactose either. I'm not even sure if you can say that. I don't know either. Fuck knows. Yeah. Went to get a haircut today. Barber goes, "What do you do for a living?" I responded, "I'm a writer. What about you?" He paused and goes, "Well, I'm a barber."
I fucking hope so. I'm sitting down.
We didn't speak for the remainder of the haircut, and I'm happy to announce I'll never be interacting with another human ever again. It is fucking normal to do that.
Yeah.
As I said, I space out a lot and just say,
it's like when people say, "How you going?" And you go, "Hi,
how you going? Yeah, good, thanks. And you? Yeah, good, thanks. You?"
Or the one where they go, "G'day, mate. Yeah, good, thanks."
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Didn't ask, but that's the one.
There's a guy I deal with on the phone that fucking never asks you how you are. He's a bit of an arrogant prick.
That's fucked.
And I always do it out of habit. And I reckon it's happened 4 times. I wonder if he's starting to pick up that he's a shit person.
Yeah,
needs to improve a few things.
Got a name and shame?
Nah.
I don't blame him. I'm joking.
I couldn't do it. It'd be detrimental to my future. Yeah. My dad and his sister were swimming in a local pool. They were doing lengths when she spotted my dad taking a breather at the pool's edge. She swam up behind him, put both hands on his bald head and dunked him underwater. While she was holding him there, ignoring his flailing arms and laughing, my dad swam past her. It was at this point she realised she was holding a total stranger under the
I have an issue with that one from the start.
What's that?
Swimming lengths.
Yeah, I must
it's
be
laps.
Term. Yeah, it is laps.
So
yeah.
You're swimming laps. You're not swimming lengths.
So I assume it was a...
But that's funny. So she's
holding some poor bastard under
it. Who the fuck are you?
Fuck off, bitch. Oh, mate, just swims faster. He's just doing his breaststroking, please.
That's funny.
Fucking hell. There was actually a picture to accompany this one. So
and you don't have it?
No. I'll get it for you.
And don't get it for me. Get it for them.
Yeah, sort of means.
Get it for the people that matter.
I was at the airport and the TSA agent told me to scan my license face down. I just heard scan face down. So I put my face on the scanner.
Ah, fuck off. That's bullshit.
I wish this was a joke, but no, it happened. And the TSA guy could not stop laughing. And now I have to go into witness security for the rest of my life. You're not buying it?
I don't buy that one at all. Not even a little bit.
Well, saying that, it'd probably be easy to fake one of them photos too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, this one came with a
Yeah, there I was a photo meant, of her oh, I with thought you meant, head down on the... Yeah.
I thought you meant that the guy with the... getting dunked under the water had a
photo. Oh, no. Sorry, no.
I thought that's a bit weird, but yeah.
No, yeah, well, that would be a setup. Yeah. Just jam this in there. This is not sport. Is it ever okay to change sports teams?
Yeah.
You're happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless of
history, if you're not a real fan, yeah. No, but when I was a kid, I liked Gary Ablett Sr.
Yeah,
so right. I liked Geelong because of that.
Would have been a better option to stick with him.
Nah, I'm still a Saints fan. I was still always a Saints fan, but I sort of chose Geelong because of Gary Ablett Sr.
Yeah, righto. Them iconic players have that draw.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
The idea
they have
that draw. It's a massive thing. You been watching Maths, Nath?
No, I don't watch shit. I don't watch shit, Crent. Have we not established this? I'm not a... My mother raised me not to be a fuckwit.
Well, she fucked up.
So I don't watch garbage like this, mate.
I thought you'd be all over Maths.
Mm-mm.
It is fucking funny.
All right.
Some of the worst human.
I'm assuming you're about to say something about Maths.
Not at all. I was just going to mention that, like, you could just assemble some really shit people. There's some really nice people on there, but there's just some fuckwits on there. And
why watch it then?
It just makes genuine gold TV. Like, you just think, fuck these people.
I couldn't think of anything worse. I don't really like reality TV very much.
No, you're not a big reality TV fan. This is one point about Maths, though, how it's sort of embarrassing us as a nation.
Yeah.
I've mentioned you a couple of times. I've got a Spanish guy here playing hockey with
us. Yes, yes.
Him and his partner have moved in. They've been here about a month. They're amazing people. Yeah. Lovely, great.
But they're members at the best gym in Burnie.
They are members.
The strength then.
The strength then, that is correct. And when we first sat down, we took them out for a meal, then they got here, was did Maths come up? It was on the TV, and they started laughing and pointing at it. So, do you guys watch Maths? And they both started laughing. He goes, oh, this is so stupid. He goes, it is so funny. He goes, I just, we were talking about it again last night. He's like, imagine if that was your brother or your sister or your friend, you'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I was like, they're going to go back to Spain in a few months and be like, these fuckwits watch this show and are on this show. So it's actually probably doing more harm for like international relations
absolutely
than we fucking realize.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's garbage TV. I'm sorry. And it's just,
not a fan.
I would go on Big Brother. I would go on it.
You would go on
it. I wouldn't watch it though.
Yeah. Even yourself afterward.
No, fuck no.
No, that's true. That's I wouldn't let your wife watch it either.
That's the last thing I'd do is watch me on fucking reality TV. Fuck that.
Swimming.
Big guts hanging out.
Oh, yes. Drop tank. Yeah. Suck it on a bottle of Trevi. Yeah. Just goon bags for days.
Yeah, no.
Imagine that, Nathan. Like, everyone gets one wish. You could get one special treat for the week. They just wheel out a trolley of goon bags. Everyone else is getting like an hour with a relative or a fucking chocolate or something. Oh, no. Goon bags for days. No. And then it's just you laying in bed for 2 days after they're fucking...
Well, that'd probably why I get through it, is just drink one night and have a two-day hangover.
Yeah. I just couldn't sit around all fucking day like they do. Do me any.
Oh, I could do that.
It's a bit of a talent.
No issues doing that.
Bit of a talent. Righto, Nath, moving along to sport.
Okay.
Bumper sports section. People have been demanding it.
Gentlemen, strap on your boots. It's time for Karan's Crappy Sports Section. that was a little surprise to you, Grant, that I prepared earlier.
Look on your face. I'm not so sure about the word crappy, but I love the fucking intro. It is highlights it as the highlight of the fucking session.
Yes, I thought that was pretty funny, actually. This is the only episode I've been looking forward to sport for. And if you go back through the episode, I reckon I've asked three times, is this sport?
Is this sport? Yeah. Are you ready for sport? Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yes, that was something that I prepared for Crent and I hadn't told him about.
Oh, very surprised. I think it was in the intro, actually. Is this sport?
I was early on. And I was,
it's got the old Sandy Roberts Wide World of Sport.
I like it.
Well played. Yeah. I've actually fucking scribbled this out. I already thought I'd done it. But anyway, just kicking off with sport, Nate. Sorry to our international listeners for a moment, but Jimmy Webster from the Saints.
Oh.
7 weeks for his bump on Jai Simpkin, the Kangaroos captain. I don't have a problem with this ban. He was at fault.
Yes.
People probably highlight the Maynard thing last year. Totally fucking different.
Completely different.
Webster left the ground with the intent to injure.
Yes.
That was the difference.
Exactly.
So. If there was five categories, I think he ticked every box of what he could fuck up.
It might have been intent to injure, but it was definitely intent to hit.
Intent to get him.
And whereas Maynard wasn't trying to hit him.
No, he didn't.
He was trying to smother the ball.
Yeah, that's right. But they have rewritten the rules.
The actual sad thing about this is that Jimmy Webster's wife has been subject to some pretty nasty comments online. I don't fucking like it.
We've talked about this before. If you have to do that with yourself, you are a fuckhead.
Yeah, you're an absolute fuckhead. Because what Jimmy Webster and his wife did prior to the game, they sat down and formulated a plan where Jimmy would leave the ground and annihilate someone in a practice match.
When Josh Simpkin gets on the flank there.
You fuckwits. Fucking leave wives alone. Just leave wives alone. They don't fucking do anything.
Leave anyone alone.
Yeah, just leave people alone. Fuck off.
Still feels like shit.
Yeah, he does. He has come out and said, I fucked up big time there.
He's instinctively done something and then he's got 7 weeks. And he came out before it and said, I'll fucking cop whatever they give me. I'm fucked up.
Yeah. And it's not him. It's not him to do that.
No, not at all. No, no, when you seen it,
it was very uncharacteristic. Like my wife coming in, is fucking pissed as Nan's mattress, fucking the other day,
very out of character.
Ordering me small pizzas. Yeah, very out of character.
Very out of character. She's never ordered a small for you for anything.
No.
Clothes,
no.
Food,
hats,
big knock. So yeah, disappointing for Jimmy Webster, but the right decision was made, and eventually it will be stamped out of the game. But it's sort of taking time when you've. Not that that's a part of playing sport, but it's sort of, up until 10 years ago, was a part of that
game. Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. Yeah. But Jimmy wouldn't have been a part of that, though, because he's only young.
No, but still,
Jimmy Webster is Tasmanian. I believe he's Tasmanian. And he plays for the Saints, which is the team that I go for.
Yeah.
So I'm very disappointed to see it happen. Yeah.
But again, if you have to message someone's wife, you're a fucking...
You're an asshole.
You're a fucking...
Don't fucking do it.
Waste of space.
Fucking, if I find out someone... No, I'm not going to go there. Okay.
It does infuriate.
Yeah.
This will probably relate to everyone apart from America, because they don't really have it. Are we facing the end of local sport, local competitive sport as we know it?
America does have local sport, don't they? But I think it's more like... I don't know.
I think it's quite social.
Yeah.
It's not...
I hope not. I really hope not. But no one goes and watches it anymore.
No one plays it anyway because people are not playing these days. We just had a local two local clubs on the northwest coast where we live in the last fortnight have gone into recess. Who football we clubs. We've got Natone and West Ulverston.
Natone again.
And West Ulverston.
Natone had their last
second
chance.
Time in 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Okay. So that, yeah, two in four, couple of weeks. People just can't be asked anymore, I don't think. There's a huge rise. Everyone now, mountain bike riding, golf, trail running, shit like that. Because if you wake up that day and can't be fucked, you just
don't go. Exactly. yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
No commitment.
I'll tell you, the first thing that started to fuck local sport in the ass was 7-day trading.
Yep.
So for those of you who don't know what 7-day trading, so used to work Monday to Friday, and 95% of people in the local town would have Saturday and Sunday off.
Everything shut.
Then one of the governments, can't remember who it was, don't really care, brought in 7-day trading. So shops were allowed to open and pay normal rate for their workers. So they did that. And then people were having to work on the weekend. And it was more profitable for them to work on the weekend than go and play sport.
That's right.
So they started doing that. And slowly the crowds dropped off. The fucking players dropped off. The level of...
Everything. Level of competition dropped off. And hard now. It's never been harder to live in any part of fucking... No, especially in this country.
It's really difficult
there
at the
moment. There is very few people we run into... In, I think, 5 years' time, stay-at-home mum will be a term you don't fucking hear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, no, yeah,
because
yeah.
Like, in Queensland already, in like them bigger states, it was non-existent.
Yeah.
Mum's had 3 months off back to work. Like, mm-hmm. You couldn't afford not to.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's the reality. But weekend rolls around, people just think, fuck it, I just want to do my own thing. I'll take kids to fucking ride on the bikes and fuck about.
Yeah.
Have a few beers and fucking just do whatever you like.
Now, my view on, so this is, and Americans will understand this bit, because what they do in America, see, NFL is played on one game Thursday night, or Friday night, one of the two.
Thursday night.
But it might be Thursday over here. No, whatever. Anyway, I think it's Thursday night football and then one game on the Monday and the rest of the games are played on the Sunday, right? All the college football is played Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So my opinion is the AFL should do something for grassroots football for once, play a game on a Friday night, play most of your games on the Sunday and allow local football to flourish and play on the Saturdays.
Eddie McGuire's been pushing that for a while.
Has he really?
I heard him on the radio. He had once a famous quote. He said, Saturday afternoon TV is for MASH reruns. They don't want football on Saturday afternoons. Mm. So it's saying that it's a spectacle when you're in Melbourne and you go to a Saturday Arvo game, a few beers and that. Like, it is fucking pretty awesome. But yeah, there's no reason why they can't start at 4:10 or something.
Yeah, that's
make it.
Or have a Saturday night game. Saturday night games. But
perfect model is probably Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Saturday night.
Then you got your
Sunday
rest. So football is a different sport to most other sports. You don't get the rest, man. Like,
poor bastards. Only get 6 days.
Hang on.
Fuck me.
No. But you could be playing on the Wednesday and then again on the Monday.
They have several full time staff in charge of fixturing work around. They could wangle it to fucking.
But regardless, I just think maybe a standalone game on a Saturday night and then leave Saturdays for fucking.
So Saturday
local
night games leave. Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I think it's worth a try.
Yeah. Give it a chance to flourish.
One of Tassie's own, Nath. Matthew Wade has announced his first class retirement. He'll retire after the Shield final next week against Western Australia, which Tassie fucking bumbled at home, and now they've got to go to WA for the Shield final.
Oh, fuck.
He's going to be a 2020 gun for hire, I assume, play the World Circuit. He's only retired from the Shield. So if someone said to you, Baron, come and spend your twilight years playing four-day cricket in front of 11 people in the crowd, or being a 2020 gun for hire, travelling the world and making bucket loads of cash, what would you do?
What do you reckon I'm doing, mate? I'm a party boy. I'm playing for the cash, mate. Man of the people.
In the West Indies, on the few rumbos, easy. Yeah.
I'm travelling the world.
Representing your country with pride.
And I'm leaving,
shirt off.
And I'm leaving the missus at home.
I'll send you a check back, Dale.
Yeah.
Let me know if you and the kids get
hungry. No, I can't blame him for that at all. He's done a bit in cricket. He's played for his country.
He's played a lot of Shield cricket.
He's done a lot of it, mate. I think he was unlucky a couple of times to miss out. I think he was lucky a couple of times to get a game as well.
He's played a hell of a lot for Australia, but he probably could have played a lot more.
Yeah, I think so.
Played a lot. He would have played a lot of internationals for Australia across the three formats.
So. I think he throws his wicket away a lot.
He does, but he probably gets 80 off 30 balls for playing.
Yeah,
he's one of them
that,
guys.
Yeah, you take that.
Yeah, he's a Glenn Maxwell mold where you get the best of the worst. And this leads me into my final 2 points of Sport Nafe. As I said, action fucking packed. Ben Simmons is injured again. He's been ruled out for the season.
Good.
I know you're not a huge NBA buff. It's not all of his fault, but a fair bit of it has been over the journey. He left Philly and carried on like a fair fucking toddler.
Mate, didn't play for Australia in the last Olympics, so I've got carried on like a fucking toddler. No time for him.
I still say to people now, I know he got a bit of whack in Philly from his coach and that, but if I carried on like he did, my mum would have flown to the States.
Ah, yes.
And smacked me around the fucking head with a handbag.
Absolutely.
Until I went to training. Yeah. He said, I don't want to hear you whinge. Get back there and do your fucking job.
Yeah, I didn't drive you around the country and pay for you to go and play at all these things so you can go and play like a little fucking...
And go and silk and I'm not going to train. I'm not playing for that bloke. Like, yeah, fuck. Exactly. So he obviously hasn't got great people around him either. But do you reckon this could be the greatest waste of talent and career if he continues in this path?
Yes, yeah. I think so too. Yeah.
Injuries are unfortunate, but he's had a lot of other issues.
And mental health and all that sort of stuff. Whether it was or not, I don't know. But I know my mother instilled in me a work ethic when it comes to sport, and I did have it when I was younger. I don't I'm lazy now, that's why I don't play sport because I won't train.
Yeah.
I was taught if I'm not fucking training, you're not playing.
That's
simple as that.
That's the rules. Yeah, pretty simple.
So get off your ass and go and do the work.
Go and do what you're told.
Because it's a fucking team sport. It's not a Ben Simmons sport. It's a team sport.
That's right.
You've got to go out there and pull your fucking ass out.
Yeah.
So your mates can to make it easy for your mates. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right. He was number one draft pick. Like, his first year was fucking. Well, we didn't play his first year. He was injured. The second year, I don't think he's ever replicated the numbers he got in the second or third season. No. He's probably been on the list 6-7 years now, and probably longer.
Barely heard his name anymore, and to be honest, I don't really miss
fading into being irrelevant.
I'm not that sort of person either to go and publicly bash someone.
But
when you pulled the pin on us in the Olympics, mate.
Yeah, pulled the pin on your country. Yeah. He's pulled the pin on a few things. He's just not got a great attitude, but he's like a marvel, and probably one of the unfortunate things. Regardless of what he does from here, he's going to never work a day in his life ever again. Mm. A proper job.
That's it.
I'll just not say they don't work hard. I'll say proper job.
Speaking of being disappointed, do we want to talk about how disappointed I am with the Tasmanian football team?
Righto.
So, Tasmanian Devils.
Is it official?
Yeah, it came out the other week, didn't it?
No.
I'm sure it's come out. They've said they're the Tasmanian Devils. Don't go search it now. And I believe they're having the map on the top as well.
I haven't heard that.
Mate.
I follow it pretty closely. I don't think that's been announced.
Well, this is what I've been told by reliable sources. And if they've, because they've got the map is reserved for Tasmanians, not people that come to Tasmania to play football.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, I was never going to go to AFL and play for Victoria with a V on the fucking shirt, was I?
No, that's right. Yeah.
Don't put the fucking map off it. Keep the fucking map off the Guernsey.
I don't think it has been.
Keep my map out of your fucking mouth, you dirty Victorian pricks.
You don't touch my fucking map. Don't touch my map of Tassie, you dirty Victorian fucking. Yeah. I don't think it has been announced.
All right. So I thought.
I might have mentioned the other episode, though. The AFL did trademark the name Tassie Devils 4 years ago.
Yeah. So. But I heard it. They can't have trademarked it 4 years ago because it's already trademarked.
No, the team.
By the Warner Brothers.
No, they have.
Well, they have Tasmanian Devils.
Tasmanian Devils Incorporated or whatever as the trademark of the club. And they'll then thrash out a deal with Warner Brothers. But early on, I don't think they were being overly friendly about it, but I think they've...
Warner Brothers, as far as I know, have come and said they can use it.
Yeah, they've relaxed their stance a little bit. So, it's pretty good.
But no, what I saw on social media in the last couple of weeks is that was going to be called the Devils. I think it might have even been on the fucking news.
No, it was only going to be announced in March anyway, so it would not have been a few weeks ago because we're 2 weeks into March.
Well, I mean within the last couple of weeks that we haven't done a podcast.
I don't think that's correct. But
it might not be, and I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm just saying that this is what I've seen.
We'll have a look. Anyway, I mean, Ben Simmons one's leading into it. Does the name Mario Balotelli mean anything to you?
Absolutely nothing.
Not a thing.
Sounds like a motor racer.
Soccer player.
Soccer.
He's Italian. But he was. Yeah, he's played for Manchester City, Liverpool. He's been to some of the world's biggest clubs. Inter Milan, AC Milan, everywhere. So imagine you're 20 years old. You've already won a Golden Boy Award, Champions League, Serie A, which is the Italian top division, three times. You're the youngest player in Inter Milan who have scored in the Champions League, and you just signed a contract with Manchester City on £125,000 per week. What else do you want for happiness? Now, I need to be clear that Mario has achieved a hell of a lot, won titles in multiple countries, played for some of the biggest clubs, but he was just a bit fucking different and didn't like towing the company line and was pretty fucking happy with it. So this is Mario. It's not really a wasted career, but it's just a one fucking...
Has he pulled the pin?
No. Oh. He's just a very fucking weird unit. So the Italian maverick who made his name for himself by coupling ridiculous talent with mad-hatted antics holds a special place in the hearts of football fans around the world. He once crashed his Audi R8 on the way to training. Balotelli was queried by suspicious police as to why he had $25,000 in cash sitting on the passenger seat of the car. He just looked at the cops.
But for a guy who earns $120-something thousand a week, I don't think that's...
They didn't know. He just looked at the cops and said, I'm rich. That was his yeah. More than fair. Like, yeah, fucking fair enough. He was later fined £100,000 for throwing darts out of the window at Manchester City's academy players.
Ciggies?
No, fucking darts.
Oh, actual.
With the spiking end.
Dartboard darts.
He was throwing darts at the younger players. His explanation, once again, was, I was bored. £100,000 fine. That's a fucking special unit. He done that.
4 days work?
Yeah, that's fucking true. He caused thousands of pounds of damage when he burnt down his own bathroom when he set off some fireworks in there one day. Just want to see what would happen.
So this guy, you got to get rid of him.
Fruitcake.
You can't be playing.
Afterward, he insanely became a fireworks safety spokesman for the City of Manchester.
That's what they've done. They've said, you will now.
Service thing.
Yeah, that really means heaps.
He got interviewed once why he wasn't celebrating his goals at Euro 2012. He looked at the reporter and said, I'm only doing my job. When a postman delivers letters, does he stand in the street and celebrate?
Could you imagine that? That's fantastic. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Just drop a 5 kilo express post one off.
So for people in England, I know I think that their posties walk, don't they? But our posties ride a little motorbike.
Yep.
So I can imagine him like
just getting off and
chucking a couple of letters in there and fucking getting on the bottom knee. And
oh, wow. Yeah, the biggest one, he's got a $400,000 fine for violating a curfew by going to a strip club the night before a game. Like, these are serious fucking fines. That's big money.
Not for him.
No, well, yeah, it still adds up.
Yeah, it's relevant, though. But who's fining him?
The club.
The club's fining him.
That pays him, yep.
No, that makes sense. But sometimes it's like, but there's a lot of things like in AFL when someone gets fined.
Yeah,
it's the AFL fine.
It's the corporate body.
Fuck off, what
governing
for?
Body, yeah.
Give it, well, okay, so if they're going to fine all these players all this money, maybe pay for some of the fucking fans to come and watch the games.
Yeah, no, a lot of time it does go to charity and shit.
Not always. Yeah. I don't trust that.
But he's done one good thing in his life. A youngster asked Balotelli for his autograph at practice one day. Mario asked him why he wasn't in school. The kid said he was being picked on. So he drove the boy and his mother to the school and gave the bully a good talking to. He met the headmaster and also discussed the issue with him. Just left fucking training. Chuck Martin in the dial and the little fella in the car. And this was his crowning moment, I reckon. Jose Mourinho. I'm sure you've heard of Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, the special household name here.
Yeah, the manager, special one. Right. Anyway, he coached a couple of times, actually.
Is it Jose or is it Jose?
Jose Mourinho, sorry.
Thank you.
I remember one time we went to play Kazan in the Champions League. In that match, I had all my strikers injured. No Milito, no Samuel Eto'o. I was really in trouble and Mario was the only one. He got a yellow card in the 42nd minute. So when I got the dressing room at halftime, I spent 14 minutes of the 15 speaking only to Mario. I said to him, Mario, I cannot change you. I have no strikers on the bench, so don't touch anybody and play only with the ball. If we lose the ball, no reaction. If someone provokes you, no reaction. If the referee makes a mistake, no reaction. Mario, please, I beg you. 46 minute, red card. He asked in less than a fucking minute. He has begged him and he's less than less than a fucking minute. So it might have bored you slightly, but I just love Mario. I've always wanted to discuss Mario.
I'm not a fan of Mario.
You're not a fan?
Not toe on the line, mate.
As a person?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
not
out.
Toe on the line.
He's off. You got to toe on the line.
He won't fucking listen, Mario, yeah. But he's a ripper. Yeah. That's me done.
That's us.
Dossier complete.
Rightio, mate. That concludes episode 21. No, not that one. Fuck me. I'm on the wrong page, Krent. Here we go. Let's try and get an outro going. That's the end of episode 21. Please don't forget to follow us on our social medias, The Baron Files, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. If you want to watch full episodes on YouTube, go and see us there. Also email us at baronfiles.com. No, at baronfiles@outlook.com.
Baronfiles@outlook.com.
That's right. Righto, see you later.